Hi, Mort.
Hi there.
This is Ted, and I've been on a Lone Ranger track for, 6, 7, 8 months. My question has to do with the issue of trust that you highlighted earlier. My question is, how do I reestablish the trust that we once had in our relationship? That's the question. There's a lot of detail that goes into it, but I'll let you probe.
How do I reestablish the trust that I once had in my relationship? Okay.
It involves, believe it or not, Facebook. My wife of almost 28 years suddenly took about a 180-degree turn about a year ago when she was preparing for her 40th high school reunion. And they set up a special Facebook page only available to the classmates. And then she indicated to me that she didn't want me to go because I would be, quote, in the way, unquote. And this was completely uncharacteristic of her behavior before. I always thought we had a completely trusting relationship. We never had. I knew her passcode to her phone. She knew mine. And then all of a sudden, she wanted to have an iPad and have it locked, and only she knew the combination.
I'm sorry. I can't let
go
this
ahead.
Go on. Your question is not how do you rebuild the trust. The question is how does your wife rebuild the trust, correct?
Well, yes. That's
and
true.
And let me ask you, is your wife on the phone? Does she want to know how to rebuild that trust?
No, she's not. I am about 1,000 miles away from home. I took another job. I unretired. That was another issue that she had. We own a business up north in Alaska, and...
So your question is, how does your wife, how do you restore the trust in your marriage when you're the one who is betrayed?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, very good. I got it. You can't. I'm sorry to say. I spend a lot of time in the program talking about how you all can unilaterally affect so many different qualities in your marriage, despite your spouse's obstinance, despite their agenda, despite their willingness to participate. Your initiatives unilaterally can have a tremendous effect on so many qualities in the marriage. Trust is an exception to that rule. When it comes to trust, the only person, the only spouse who can have a positive effect on the level of trust in the marriage is the one who's betrayed the trust. In this example, in this gentleman's example, his wife is the one who's betrayed the trust. She's the only one who can restore it. There's really nothing that you can do to build your trust in your wife. The only thing you can do is stay in the marriage. That is a mistake that a lot of people make, is they pull the plug too soon. They think they can't ever trust their spouse again, so they pull the plug and they never really give their spouse the opportunity to rebuild the trust. There's two roles that you have indirectly. Okay, again, there's nothing directly you can do to restore your trust in your wife. But indirectly, you can do two things. Number one is stay in the marriage, which gives her the opportunity one day to do the work. And number two is you can take the unilateral initiative that we talk about in the program to affect all these other qualities in the marriage, which might improve the marriage, which might serve to inspire your wife to do the work to restore the trust. You see, sometimes the person is motivated to restore the trust because they see the marriage around them changing and they're motivated to do their part. But trust is not a choice. You can't choose to trust your spouse, your wife. Whether or not you trust your wife is a function of whether or not she's trustworthy. If she behaves in a trustworthy way, so you'll trust her. You don't decide to or choose to, you just do. And if she doesn't behave in a trustworthy way, then you will not trust her. You don't decide not to, you don't choose not to, you just won't. Trust is a natural, spontaneous experience you have of somebody that is born of trustworthy behavior. So whether or not you trust your wife is not up to you. It's up to her. And until she makes the choice to be trustworthy, which refers to those three pillars of trust that you've probably heard me discuss elsewhere, then you won't trust her. And unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about that. Just a reminder, that is one factor in your marriage amongst many. And although there might not be much you can do about that, there's probably a lot you can do about many of the other factors. Now, I will say, though, my other examples of factors that you can't control, I do admit they were not as significant as the issue of trust, even though it's one factor amongst many, and there certainly will be 100 others that weigh into the ultimate outcome of your situation. I do admit that trust is a significant factor, maybe more significant than most.